now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex
Jones Show
on this Sunday, February 9th, 2014. We're live, and Alex is going to be joining us live later in the show with comments about what is going on with the new offensive on gun control. We have a mayor who has now gotten out of Bloomberg's group and blown the whistle on them. This is devastating news. You know, sometimes we get tired of hearing the same stories we think over and over again. We get tired of fighting this fight against the same people, trying the same tactics. They continue to lie about what their agenda is. But we had a mayor of Poughkeepsie, New York, come out this week and talk about why he and 50 other mayors left Bloomberg's gun control group. Now, although 50 mayors may have left, we do have one mayor who signed up. Actually, we got two mayors. We got the new mayor of New York and the mayor of Boston, both signed on to the confiscation group, the group of mayors against, quote, illegal guns. This is the Boston of mayor, mayor of Boston statement today. He's now talking about doing a gun buyback in Boston. They had an accidental shooting of a 9-year-old by his brother, and in response to that, they want to take all the guns in Boston, try to get people to sell them in. They're going to offer them an incentive to buy them back. They're not going to do confiscation just yet, but listen to the way he talked about this. He said, "We need help from the community. We need help from these people to let us know where these guns are, who has these guns, so we can get them off the street." So it's not just a buyback. That's the way they're putting this out there. They want registration. They want informants. Tell us who's got these guns so we can get them off of the street. They want to have registration. They want to have informants because that's what comes before confiscation. We've seen this with the SAFE Act in New York. We see that the new mayor of New York has now signed on to the Bloomberg Group. He wasted no time in getting in that. This is something that just keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. But we had one mayor who pushed out against that. And Kip Daniels reported on this on Friday. He told us what this mayor said. He broke this down for us. We've seen this happening over and over again. We're going to give you some historical context for this. We're going to show you some new information, and we're going to show you an amazing story that's out of Texas, that's out of Beaumont, Texas, that really illustrates that things are out of control. We've got people in Texas getting arrested because they're standing in front of their gun shop with an AR-47 slung over his shoulder, a guy dressed up in a banana suit, and he's got an AK-47 slung over his shoulder with a sign pointing to the gun shop. And it's an unloaded gun. He's got it slung with a barrel pointed down. And the police come by and arrest this 18-year-old kid who's simply pointing out that this is a gun store here. It's a new gun store. And it's interesting because this gun store changed locations. They were in a mall, and they got people who were afraid of them in the mall called the police on the gun owner one day when he walked in, which is perfectly legal here in Texas to have an AK-47 strapped over your shoulder. It's not legal right now to open carry a handgun, but you can take a long gun, and you can open carry a long gun. And that's what he was doing, walking into his gun store. And some people said, "We're afraid." And so they called the police, and the police harassed him. So he said, "All right, I'm getting out of the mall." He got out of the mall, and for his grand opening, he's got a guy with a gun on, with a sign showing where the new store is, and they've harassed him. This is Texas, and people are afraid of someone who's open carrying a gun. And that's what they try to do. It's just like a political assassination. You know, Jesse Ventura said a long time ago, first they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. They want you to be afraid of guns. They want you to be afraid of people with guns, unless, of course, they're wearing a uniform, in which case they can be as militaristic, as threatening, as abusive as possible, and you should just cower in fear to them. But if it's an individual with a gun, you should be very afraid. That's not America. That's not what we want to see happen here. That is a very dangerous situation. We're going to be right back after the break. We're going to break this down for you. Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a special report, and he's going to break down what's really behind Philip Seymour Hoffman's death. We've got the real answers for you coming up, and we'll be taking your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The number, if you want to call, is 877-789-ALEX, or that's 789-2539, 877-789-2539.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Torches of wisdom. So we have Ethan right there.
What's his name?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex on this Sunday, February the 9th, 2014. Now, Alex will be joining us later in the hour. He wants to talk about what is happening. This is an amazing story that came out this week. One of the mayors that was in Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns group. Actually, that title tells you a lot about their orientation. Because if you look at the Second Amendment, there aren't illegal guns, okay? We all have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right is not to be infringed by the government. And we've even had Supreme Court cases recently pushing back against this false notion that it is somehow a right of the government. No, this is a right that we delegated certain powers to them. These are inherent rights that we hone as being a person. These are natural rights, and we restricted the government from touching those rights. Things like our privacy, which they violate all the time. Things like our free speech, which they're increasingly trying to take away. We have certain fundamental rights that are there because we are human, because we're individuals. As the Declaration of Independence pointed out, these are things that the government is now coming and trying to take away from us, even though they were explicitly told they did not have a right to do that. That's what the Bill of Rights is about. It's about individual rights. It's not about the government's rights. And even the 10th Amendment says, no, by the way, if we left anything out, you can't assume that. That's kind of like, these are encroachments. You know, when they infringe on your rights, it's like the government coming across onto your property line. If somebody puts their fence on your property line, puts a part of their building onto your property line, you either have to get them to move that off, or you need to tell them that they've filed an easement for them to say that you can get on my property, but it's still my property. Now, we've seen this happening over and over again, and yet we're allowing, if we step back and we get tired of this fight, if we don't pay attention, this is like allowing them to keep their encroachment onto our property, and after a certain while, they'll pretend that it's theirs. You know, you can legally do that in real estate. And that's the approach that the government is taking. They even do it with their secretive FISA court. They meet in secret with only one judge, no opposition, no jury. They come up with a decision. They publish it secretly. We're not allowed to see it. And then they maintain that they have changed and modified the Constitution. They might publish a notification about how some alphabet agency, maybe the EPA or the TSA or the IRS, is going to now encroach on our freedoms, or they're going to add something with the FDA is maybe going to allow people to add something that is poisonous to our food. And we say they have a public comment period. If we don't publicly comment about it, they say, well, they're fine with that. And they go ahead with their regulations. Now, of course, even if we comment about it and we say we're not fine with it, they still go ahead anyway, because we have a very docile, passive government at the congressional level, at the legislative level. They have delegated their authorities to the regulatory agencies. So we have a very dangerous situation. We've got a federal government that is basically going wild. It's basically biting the hand that feeds it. That would be us. It's basically turning on its master. So we have a federal government that's really kind of gone feral. So, you know, if you just take out the D, you've got it right there. They go from federal to feral. And I guess we should start calling it the feral government. And it kind of sound like James Carville. This story, though, this story pulls us back, and Kit Daniels did a great job of packing in what's been going on. This is a Poughkeepsie mayor. His name is Kasich, I think is the way you pronounce it. It's an unusual name. He said it didn't take long, once he joined this group, it didn't take long to realize that Mayors Against Illegal Guns agenda was much more than ridding felons of illegal guns. Under the guise of helping mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic, MIAG intended to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens. He said, I don't believe, never have believed, never will believe that public safety is enhanced by encroaching on our right to keep and bear arms. I will not be a part of any organization that does. He pointed out that there are 50 other mayors who have left. But now there are other mayors who've just gotten elected. We've got a new mayor in Boston. We've got a new mayor in New York. And they're joining the group, Bloomberg's group, because it was Bloomberg and the mayor of Boston that started it in the very first place. And as I mentioned in our first segment, just today, the mayor of Boston announced that they're going to have a buyback. He's trying to capitalize, as they always do, on shootings, on accidental shootings, on mass shootings, whenever there's a death. You never see this happen if there was an accident. You have a 14-year-old who shoots his 9-year-old brother with a gun and kills him. Now, if he had backed over him in the driveway accidentally or backed over a young child in the driveway, should everybody lose their automobiles because that tragedy happened? That is not the basis for how we conduct ourselves in this country. They're only able to do that because so many people have gotten away from the gun culture. So many people are afraid of guns. So many people fear the mere presence of a gun. They freak out when they see it. We also mentioned in the first segment how in Beaumont, Texas, just outside Houston, we had a guy arrested who was standing in front of a new gun shop with a AK-47 slung over his shoulder, pointed down, unloaded, totally legal in the state of Texas. And yet they come at this guy and they arrest him. He was leaving. The store had moved from a mall because they had been harassed repeatedly at the mall for that very same sort of thing. People would get afraid. They would see guns. And they're going into a gun store. Listen to this article. Beaumont police were called to Golden Triangle Tactical Saturday morning after complaints that a man dressed as a banana was seen holding an AK-47 outside the store. It was their grand opening because they'd moved from the mall. Back in December, the store owner had been stopped by the police inside of the mall for carrying an assault weapon alongside his bag. His gun was seized and he was charged with disorderly conduct. See, it's not really a crime. They have to charge them with something. Because if they don't charge them with something, then they will be charged with false arrest. And it really was false arrest. He didn't commit a crime. It's perfectly legal to carry a long rifle in Texas. But witnesses claimed that they were scared for their lives. Why are they afraid? Because they're not part of the gun culture. See, you can in North Carolina, they had a fellow who drove a car through a crowd of people. He was a Muslim. It was an act of violence, an act of hatred. But he didn't shoot people. He drove his car through them. Now, if he had shot a lot of people, there would have been calls everywhere for change of gun laws in North Carolina, a change of gun laws nationally. But when he drove through a crowd of people, injured people, I think he might have killed some people. I don't remember exactly the incident, what happened with it. But regardless, when this happens with a car, if it's a car accident, you have multiple pileups, or if it's a deliberate act to try to injure and kill people, they don't call for cars to be banned. But these mayors in Boston, New York, elsewhere, they do call for those items to be banned, and they trade on the fact that people don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what their rights are, and they don't understand where this is all leading. Now, we've had this mayor say, particularly point out, the mayor from Poughkeepsie who left the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, particularly pointed out the hypocrisy of the fact that in Chicago, where they have so many gun control laws, that they have so much gun violence. I've talked to James Gearock, a former prosecutor in Cook County in Chicago. He was there for decades. He started out as a drug crusader, and then he retired. He's become a law enforcement against prohibition spokesperson. That's leap.cc. These people are former prosecutors, former police chiefs, former law enforcement judges, politicians who have seen the adverse effects of the drug war. And as he pointed out, in Chicago, the problem isn't that we've got too few gun laws. It's that we got too many drug laws. 80% of the shootings that are happening in Chicago are happening because of the drug war. This is a war of drugs. And this is something that Alex Jones has a special report we're going to play later in the show, targets this exactly. This is exactly what happened with Philip Seymour Hoffman. He is a victim of the war of drugs. So many people in this country are. Prohibition has added a new level of suffering. We've got the most number of people that have ever been in prison because of prohibition. It has not done anything to solve the drug problem. And what it has done is given us problems of violence on the streets that they then blame on innocent, law-abiding citizens who are not shooting people on the street. It's the drug gangs that are doing that. But we're going to be right back. We're going to play what our mayor and the city council here in Austin has said, because it isn't just the mayor of Poughkeepsie that has seen where these mayors are going and trying to ban all guns. We've seen this here in Austin. We catch them. Every once in a while, we catch them making a confession. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Mike Martinez.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Sunday, February the 9th, 2014. Now we have a key article on Infowars.com. Mayor says nationwide gun confiscation is the goal of mayors against illegal guns. Now, this is an article by Kit Daniels that he posted first on Friday. It's so important. We wanted to bring that back up here for you. We wanted to go down, show you these videos, play for you on the radio what these people are saying. We've got a city councilman here in Austin, Mike Martinez, and Jakari Jackson and I were there filming this event. This is Moms Demand Action here in Austin, and he got provoked by some people who were just holding two signs, pro-Second Amendment signs. They were not yelling. They were not screaming. Art Acevedo, the police chief here, misrepresented that, said that they were screaming at them. They weren't. It was the people around them who were doing it, and we've got that on videotape. My wife was there standing behind the two guys taking videotape, so we know what happened. We saw it there. But at one point, Mike Martinez gets up when he gets ready to speak and takes the mic and says, "Your sign," which this is a sign saying that they're going to come after all guns, they're going to ban all guns. He said, "Your sign is not true yet, but hang on to it because we're going to make that come true." Here's that video.
First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
Yeah, they will make that sign legitimate shortly. That is the memo that all of these Democrat local government people have. Now, Art Acevedo had gone to Washington. He's been a part of this gun control meetings that Obama is running, as well as Mike Martinez. They're all on this agenda. And we've got one mayor in Poughkeepsie, New York, who pulled out and said that he wasn't going to be a part of an organization that was about gun confiscation, that it was misrepresented to him and to a lot of other people. 50 mayors have pulled out. They said that what they learned was that it was about all-out, nationwide gun confiscation, and that wasn't going to help the crime problem. They wanted to pull back illegal guns, in other words, guns that were in the arm, in the hands of felons, for example. But this is about total gun confiscation. This is what they've been working for and moving for a long time. Here's some context from a year ago. Here's an InfoWars report from 1 year ago.
Aaron Dykes here for Infowars.com and a quick news bulletin. Now, it came out today in Politiker how after Aurora, Mayor Bloomberg made his plans for the next massacre and how he was going to use it to push gun control. Well, no duh. We saw this coming, but it's good to have it documented now. And it details how in just a few hours after the Aurora massacre, he began flagging Obama, who was then a candidate for re-election, Romney, saying, "What are you going to do about guns?" Reviving his whole Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which itself is a fraudulent group, misdirecting on the real issue of gun violence, which really comes from gun control policies within cities, and making it seem like an individual problem. A big misdirection government always does, despite the issue. But I already documented back on January 1st, New Year's of this year, the top 10 events that proved the Obama administration was already planning gun control long before the Newtown tragedy, and just simply exploited it with all the dead children and use it to move forward the agenda they've been stealthily planning for years and years and years. Feinstein herself was admittedly working on her assault weapons ban legislation on the days leading up to the election, and it had nothing to do specifically with Adam Lanza or how he got his weapons or what allegedly happened there. It had to do with them waiting for any kind of tragedy to happen and just using the propaganda on the backs of it, making people feel guilty for those deaths and trying to take away everyone's rights.
That's right. As Aaron pointed out, back in November of 2012, this is in between the Aurora, Colorado shooting and the Sandy Hook shooting, Dianne Feinstein was holding staff meetings with the ATF. And her rumored bill was going to ban pistol grips, high-capacity magazines. We're seeing that now in a lot of these gun control states. And it was going to ban other aspects of weapons and possession. You couldn't resell your weapons to other people if you had that in your possession. But she goes all the way back to 1995. Remember this quote?
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted an outright ban. She wanted it in 95, almost 20 years ago. Now, the Detroit police chief has had an interesting epiphany. He's had a journey going first from California, then to Maine, and then to Michigan and to Detroit. And this is covered in the article from Kit Daniels. He links to this article. This is a police chief who, when he was in California, he completely bought into the idea that confiscating guns was going to make people safer. And then when he went to Maine, where there was very, very low crime, but very, very high gun ownership, it began to change his mind. And it wasn't just political pressure from the people there, pressuring him to grant concealed carry licenses, as he was saying. He was very reluctant to do that initially. But it was something that I think really took with him. I think he really learned the lesson and took it to heart, because when he moved back to a gun control area in Detroit, Michigan, he's now making statements like this. He says, if more citizens are armed, criminals would think twice about attacking them. This is Detroit Police Chief James Craig. And he said, when we look at a good community members who have concealed carry permits, the likelihood that they'll shoot is based on their lack of confidence in the police department. So he says he changed his orientation very quickly when he went to Maine. And, of course, they feel like they always have to put a balancing argument against this in the press. So they have somebody from a gun control group. And she says, well, this is Robin Thomas. She's with a gun violence group in San Francisco. She says his position is an emotional one. It's based on the idea that people feel safer when they have guns. That's not what the police chief is saying. The police chief has guns. He already has a gun. He doesn't feel safer because these honest citizens, these law-abiding citizens have guns. It's not just that they have guns. This is because he's seen the decline in violence. He knows that they're going to be there. They're going to have his back in many of these situations. In many of these situations, it will be diffused peacefully just by people having guns. They can prevent it from ever even happening. It's a deterrent. He knows that. It's reflected in the FBI statistics. Contra to what this lady says in the article, this Robin Thomas says there's no research that shows that guns make anyone safer or that it reduces crime. That is an absolute lie. There's been research after research showing that. As a matter of fact, we can see what happens in areas like the UK where they completely ban guns. We see that gun violence, not just overall violence, but violence from guns doubled after the guns were confiscated in England. So how does that happen? Well, it happens because you've got this thing called a black market, just like with drugs. Just merely prohibiting something doesn't make it go away. It still stays there because people have a need for it. It'll be there. It'll just be there as a black market. And what you'll wind up doing is adding a very dangerous criminal element to it. You'll give criminal groups a monopoly on the provision of this thing, just like it was during alcohol prohibition. Just like we've seen with alcohol prohibition, the same thing can and does happen whenever they prohibit guns. That's why gun violence doubled in England after they prohibited all guns. Now, why is it that these mayors are only concerned about violence from guns? They're not concerned about violence from people that are getting killed with shovels or with knives or with anything else. It's only guns. Because they want to take your guns. They want to take your right to defend yourself. They want to make you completely dependent upon the government. And they want to have you at the mercy of the government. And we've seen all too often what happens when a government loses.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Sunday, February the 9th, 2014. And we've been talking about the article on InfoWars where the Poughkeepsie mayor says the nationwide gun confiscation is the goal of mayors against illegal guns. Of course, that's Bloomberg's group that he created along with a Boston mayor. But he's the one who's really funding all of this. And we've just went through the clip from the city councilman here in Austin, Mike Martinez. We went over a clip from Feinstein where she said that she wanted to take all the guns. If it was in her power, she would take all the guns. Of course, Mike Martinez addressed a couple of people who were counter-demonstrating their demonstration there at the state capitol, said, stop the gun ban. He goes, oh, hang on to your sign. We're not going to do that just yet, but we're going to. We're going to be coming back for that. Now, we've got people on the line calling, and we got someone from Sydney, Australia. I want to get his take on this gun ban because it's been done in Australia. This is Mel, Australia, there?
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. The gun ban. You guys are so lucky that you have guns, man. They don't allow guns anywhere in Australia.
Right.
All they have are the bolt action and the lever action.
Oh, they let you have bolts and levers. Is that right?
Yeah, but you have to register and have a license. And I'll let you have a handgun as well, but they've got a lot of regulations, and it's very difficult.
That's right.
To own one.
That's right. They will infringe on it on the edges. They'll make it essentially impractical to own anything if they don't outright ban it. Now, you had a situation there. Even the guy, Crocodile Dundee, he was killed in a shootout with the police there over guns that they had made illegal that previously were illegal, right?
I'm not sure about that. I didn't get rid of that.
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee, he was the movie star that we were talking about.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Nah, he's still alive.
No, not the movie star, but the guy that based the story on. Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
I'm not sure about that. But I wanted to have your take on the G20 that's happening in Brisbane, Australia. Have you heard anything about it?
Well, we haven't been covering the G20. We have been covering the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's one of the things that concerns us here very much, because that's a comprehensive movement that's not just a trade agreement. That's going to affect so many different areas of people's lives. It's really kind of a back way to shut down Internet freedom. It's also going to allow them to go against prohibitions against genetic modified organisms and take that out of the control of local governments and basically allow that to happen without any interference from people.
Yeah.
What did you want to say about the G20?
The police state is just taking over. Apparently, they're locking down all the citizens in Brisbane in the city. No one's allowed to leave their home, and the police have the power to do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's pretty much happening everywhere. Sure. Everybody's got their eyes on Sochi, and that's what everybody's thinking about right now is the Olympics, and they're not really looking at the G20 that much. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Andy in North Carolina. Andy, are you there?
This is the right Marksman von Stiglitz. You useless weed. Why on earth do you want to carry a weapon?
I'm sorry, what?
Why do you want to carry a weapon? Only the stormtroopers of the SS carry the weapon, and only the Uberman of the corporation carry the weapon.
That's right.
You do not carry a weapon. You
That's
understand?
Right. That's right.
You
That's
do
right.
not carry the weapon. You are the undermitch. You eat your GMO. You smoke the fluoride. You smoke the nicotine vaporizer, and you die. That's all you do. The corporation is the sovereign. You're human weed.
That's right.
Yes, I am the Uberman. Right, Marshal von Stiglitz. Yeah.
Thank you. The federal government has now become the federal government. Thank you. All right, Andrew in Pennsylvania. Andrew, there. Hello, Andrew. Let's go to South Carolina. WB. Hello, South Carolina, WB, are you there?
Dave, you there, buddy?
Hey. Did you want to weigh in on this, on the gun confiscation plans of mayors against illegal guns?
Yes, sir. I mean, thankfully, I live in a state where we have more relaxed gun control than most other states. But I just want to know, Dave, when do you think they're going to give up this fight? Because it just seems that every time they try to push, the market and the free people push back by buying more guns, buying more ammunition. It just doesn't seem to be working for them. And when are they going to realize that?
Well, they have been able to make some inroads in this. And that's one of the things that was pointed out in this article from Kit Daniels. In some gun control states, like New York, I know this isn't happening in South Carolina, but in New York, they passed the SAFE Act. And let me read you some of the things that are in the SAFE Act here. They have bans of any high-capacity magazines, regardless of where they were made or sold. They have to register ammunition sales. See, that's where they're spreading out. They're coming after ammunition, not just with created shortages, but now they want to track ammunition. They also want to use the UN Arms Trade Treaty to stop the flow of guns back and forth across borders, either importing them or exporting them. That's been the goal all along. That was what they were trying to do with Fast and Furious. The New York Times even admitted that Fast and Furious was an operation to discredit the First Amendment. And the UN Arms Trade Treaty is going to formalize that. It's going to make it very difficult to get arms from other countries, as well as requiring registration. Because if they're going to know where guns are going to be are moving, they need to, of course, register everybody's guns. And once they register your guns, the next step is confiscation. We've seen that over and over again.
Yeah, it's definitely an extremely scary thing, but I think, just like the basis of the show is the information war, if we could just keep on, teaching more people, about gun safety and proper handling of a gun, we will start to create more and more of a movement. Because I'll tell you what, David, when I see these Mark Dice videos on here, and they're telling college students we're going to take away the Second Amendment and we're going to
put their own, you know, their own lead in the gun owner's bodies on the front lawn. I mean, it's a little scary out there.
Well, exactly. That's what I was saying earlier, is that people are afraid of guns. They don't know what they're about. Whenever we have an automobile accident, whenever somebody is killed in an automobile accident, you don't see people getting together and holding candlelight vigils and saying, we need to get rid of all cars. We need to have a buyback of all cars. That's what they're doing in Boston. And we see that even in Houston, in Beaumont, Texas, the police went after a guy with a gun shop. He's got somebody standing in front of the gun shop dressed as a banana with an AK-47 slung over his shoulder. It's unloaded. The muzzle's pointed to the ground. It's totally legal to do that in Texas. And yet they arrest him and charge him with disorderly conduct. They did that to the store owner in a mall, and that's why he moved out of the mall and moved to the store. So he has his grand opening ceremony, and the same thing happens to him there. It really is perception. They really do assassinate the character of gun owners and make people afraid of guns themselves. That's the whole point of it. They're playing on people's ignorance, trying to make people afraid of guns themselves so that they will just have support a blanket ban. And that is the agenda of Bloomberg. That's been the stated agenda of Feinstein. It is the agenda of Bloomberg. This mayor from Poughkeepsie pointed it out, told everybody what he had seen inside the group, pointed out that he and 50 others at least have left this because they've learned that that's the agenda.
It's scary, David. All I can say is just keep on spreading the good word, and God bless y'all.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and that's why we can't ever get tired of this. This devastating admission from one of the mayors who was in Mayors Against Illegal Guns is very important. They're not stopping this. This is the year, of course, where Obama says he's going to have a year of action. And one of the things he's going to do with his pen, he just restated this yesterday. He still restated that he's got a pen and he's got a phone, and he's going to use them to do whatever he can. And, of course, he's also got a bureaucracy that writes regulations as if they were legislators. And so between him and these regulatory agencies, there's quite a lot that he can do that we don't want done from our elected representatives. A lot of times they'll push this off to other people so that they purposely abdicate their responsibility so they don't have to take the hit when outrageous legislation is published. They can then come back in like they're white knights and say, oh, we never wanted to see that happen. That's an out-of-control regulatory agency. But we have a president who has done more executive orders than any president before him. And unfortunately, it's part of a trend. George Bush had set a record for the number of executive orders. I've seen people defend George Bush by saying he set a new record as well for executive orders. We need to stop that. We don't want to be ruled by fiat. We want to be ruled like a democratic republic. We don't want, it's a constitutional republic. It is not a dictatorship. We don't want to see somebody doing this. We've got to pull this in. We're going to be right back with more of your calls, so stay tuned.
Facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today. We're going to be taking your calls just a moment. I got lined up on the phone Jalen out of Alabama, Chris in Kentucky, Peachy in Alabama, AMG in Alabama, and many others. Hang on. We're going to be right to you. But first, I want to play another clip. Now, you know, mayors against gun illegal guns, they're all about stopping gun violence. They don't care about other forms of violence. They want to get you afraid of guns, so afraid of guns that you will take all of them off the street. Just as Feinstein has said, she wants Mr. and Mrs. America to give up all of their guns. In this story that broke out of Beaumont, Texas, just outside of Houston earlier, this is a guy who was promoting a new store opening, a new gun store opening. Standing outside in a banana suit, an 18-year-old, he was holding an AK-47 across his back with a barrel pointing down. And the officers say that they detained the 18-year-old and found that he had a rifle with a drum magazine that was attached with at least a 50-round capacity. Isn't that scary? Now, notice what they didn't say. They didn't say that it was loaded. They didn't say that he was using it in a menacing manner. They didn't say that he had broken the law. Because it wasn't loaded. He wasn't menacing anybody with it. It was perfectly legal to do that. But they want you to be afraid of it. So they talk about how this is an AK-47, an assault rifle. And it also has a 50-round magazine capacity on it. So this is something you should be very much afraid of. This is a campaign to get people afraid of an inanimate object, irrationally afraid of it. Here's what Eric Holder said about it.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
See, this is an effort to brainwash people. This is equivalent to reefer madness, where they demonized marijuana. Remember that? Remember the propaganda campaign? This is exactly the same sort of thing. They want to produce not only ignorance, but fear of this inanimate object. And we've seen what happens in the drug war with that. As I mentioned before, former prosecutor from Cook County, that's Chicago, Illinois, said that 80% of the shootings there were over illegal drugs. The war on drugs and prohibition are what is creating most of this violence. The mass shootings are done by people on SSRI drugs. Now, of course, that's coming from Big Pharma. So the government that is profiteering from the war on drugs doesn't want this stopped. And the big pharmaceuticals, who are the big sponsors of the media, as well as ties to many in the government, they don't want to see the SSRIs stopped either. So we're not going to address the root cause of the violence. Instead, we're going to just let it continue to go on. This is Alex Jones' report about the government's involvement in the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died this week.
The tragic overdose death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, the Academy Award-winning actor, is an illustration of what a fraud the war on drugs is. He died, reportedly, of a heroin overdose of a particularly strong type, of course, out of Afghanistan, known as the Ace of Spades. And soon after, they raided and arrested four people in connection to selling him the heroin. Well, the heroin is processed out of opium that comes from Afghanistan. Before the liberation of Afghanistan in 2001, less than 7% of world opium production came out of Afghanistan. Today, it's over 93%, approaching 97%. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simply incredible. Because you have the war on drugs making the opium illegal so that the black market can be controlled by big banks and the government, and so they can shut down their competition while filling the prisons with the low-level dealers who are compartmentalized. Our troops, on record, grow the opium and protect it, and it's then shipped out of the country. The Russians have complained about this. The Europeans have complained about this. NATO is heavily involved in trafficking the narcotics out with the Pentagon.
The Taliban finances much of its operations by selling opium, which is grown from poppies, which are right now being harvested. So here's the question. Why are American troops now helping Afghan farmers grow that opium?
In western Kandahar, poppy farmers score, till, harvest their crop, and the Americans do nothing to stop them.
Assalamu alaikum.
And in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And now, because the public's begun to wake up to this, they've hidden it in plain view with Fox News, ABC News, you name it, BBC, the list goes on and on, coming out and going, yeah, the troops kind of guard it. They don't like it, but that's their culture.
We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
And the Marines are doing the good thing. Dave, Clayton, and Allison, back to you guys in New York.
He just explains it better than we can ever read in any paper what a dilemma it is with the opium trade.
And they make so much money off the opium per yard there. They make so much money compared to those other crops.
They're not guarding it because it's the Afghan culture. They're guarding it because they're ramping up production, giving them the fertilizer to ship it in worldwide. $500 billion a year in opium profits alone. The British were able to bring down the Chinese government over a 50-year period because the Chinese made opium illegal. And so the British could infiltrate with it and make huge profits and buy off the local governments. That same system has been done by these offshore megabanks that are laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of the money each year. The police have been corrupted with asset forfeiture seizure. The list goes on and on. Think about it. Our government helps grow and ship the opium out of Afghanistan. And then at the same time, has the nerve to arrest low-level dealers that sell it to people like Hoffman who tragically die. There is a scourge of heroin in the last 12 years flooding the world out of Afghanistan, and our criminal government, run by offshore megabanks, is at the wheel driving the entire thing. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. Back to David Knight.
The war on drugs. I should say the war of drugs, because as Alex pointed out, it's being grown and trafficked by the CIA and others in our government. It has been the justification for decades for the state of the art, for the cutting edge of destroying our civil liberties, as well as militarizing the police. That's where they started these SWAT teams. They said, we have to have them to go in for the big drug raids. Now they're using them for everything. And now they're going to the war on terror, because that's the next progression. People are starting to wake up to the futility, to the insanity of drug prohibition. You have a lot of law enforcement officers, former judges, former attorneys who are waking up, who are speaking out against this, telling people exactly what Alex just said. This is something that is in the government's interest. It is not in the people's interest.
The SAFE Act isn't the only example, but it's certainly one of the ones that points the most to the fact that our government isn't listening to the people, and we are the government.
And that's the police chief in New York who's spoken out against the SAFE Act. That's the one that I was reading to you about before, that banned the possession of any high-capacity magazines because, remember, they're scary. That was one of the bases of them going after this guy dressed like a banana carrying an empty AK-47. But he had a high-capacity magazine, so we got to arrest that guy outside of Houston. And registering ammunition. This is going through New York, and this sheriff who you just heard there is part of a lawsuit to stop that unconstitutional act, just as Sheriff Mack and other constitutional sheriffs stopped some of the Brady Bill provisions back in, I guess it was about 20 years ago that Sheriff Mack did that. But he's also saying that he's not going to break the law. He's not going to enforce an unjust law. And, you know, we have to stand up as individuals, and we have to say that as jurors, we're not going to enforce unjust, unconstitutional laws. We have to stop being rubber stamps for the system. And we need to understand that our job as a juror is to look not just at the facts of the case and accept the laws as a given, but to also look at the justice of the laws. That's how they stopped alcohol prohibition, is how people have been pushing back against marijuana prohibition. Now we see that it's been legalized in several different states. This is how we take our freedoms back. We have to get involved. We have to educate others. That's what we're about here. That's what Prison Planet TV is about. You can support that with your subscription. You can pass that out to other people so they can see the news, so they can see it from a different perspective, so they can understand what's going on and not be brainwashed by Eric Holder and others who are lying to us about their agenda, who are using very clever psyop techniques on the American public. We need to push back against that. We need to do everything we can to inform each other. We're going to be talking to those who are called in. We've got on the phone Jalen and many others who've been patiently waiting, and we're going to be right back after the break. We're going to take your phone call, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On.